Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Delegation with Gmail. Hello everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I am going to talk about delegation with Gmail. This is a new setting that I did not know about until yesterday when Rodney found it by accident. If you have a Gmail account and you want to give another person permission to send emails on your behalf, as long as they have a Gmail address, you can do this. This might be handy, for instance, if you've got an organization who has an email account and you want, and as you know, the administrator of the organization, you want to give the secretary permission to send emails with that organization's account. And if that person has a Gmail account, you can do that and the emails will go to their account. They will get them in their inbox. And when they reply to them, the emails will be sent with your name and, you know, them underneath it, listing them as a delegate, sent by delegate. So I'm going to show you how to do this. From a blind person's perspective, Gmail settings are kind of clunky to work with, but there are a lot of them. So I'm going to just explore
Gmail
this
settings,
one.
Right.
And to get to it, to get to the mail settings, I want to go to Options.
Other Google account options. Options
my
link.
Gmail account now. It doesn't always tell you when it updates.
List of two items, link mail settings.
But it does take you to the list, and the first option in the list is mail settings, so I'm going to go into that.
General tab, general tab.
It puts you on the general tab, and there are like a whole bunch of tabs in this settings, and they're kind of strange to go to.
Labels tab, accounts and import tab. Labels tab, accounts and import tab. Virtual piece accounts filters tab, accounts and import tab selected.
And it just requires some patience. The best way I found to select these is actually hit the down arrow when you get to the tabs. So if you go general,
label general tab,
labels tab,
accounts and import tab selected.
And when you get to that one, hit the space bar. That usually works rather than hitting the tab key to get to them. The down arrow seems to work
forward
a little
top,
better.
Offline, themes, buzz tab, edit link.
Then keep hitting the down arrow. Don't tab through the list of tabs. Keep hitting the down arrow until you get to the end.
Table with two columns and seven rows. Main landmark. Blank.
You will get to a main landmark, or you can hit semicolon to get to the next landmark, I suppose. If you hit the tab key to get through all these tabs, it keeps selecting random ones.
Main
it's
landmark.
Kind of strange. Okay, but now that you're at the main landmark for the accounts.
Table with two columns and seven rows. Change account settings.
This is changing your account settings. It has several sections.
Link change password, link change password recovery options, link other Google account settings, import mail and contacts, import from Yahoo, Hotmail, AOL or other webmail or POP3 accounts, import mail and contact, link learn more, send mail as, blank, table, errand, default, link, errand, link,
and
link, errand, link, make the link, at link, the table, and send mail when reply, always check mail, last checked, using Gmail, grant access to your account, allow others.
And we want to go to the section that's called grant access to your account. And you can, you know, go with the tab key, go through the links.
Allow others to read and send mail on your behalf.
Grant access
to your
account.
Account.
The sections aren't really very clearly marked. I just kind of hit control down arrow, which is the keystroke to go to the next paragraph, a couple times, and then finally found it. Gmail's not tremendously easy to navigate.
Allow others to read and send mail on your behalf.
That's what this is.
Visit a link, learn more.
I want to do it.
Link add another account.
Or pretend to do it. So I want to go into this link that says add another account. So if you go into this section, you know what you're looking for. You can pull up your links list and go to add another account in order to do this process.
New tab page. Add another account link. https://mail.google.com/mail. Table end. Blank. Cancel button. Blank. Table end.
And of course, it puts you at the end of the table.
Gmail grant access to your account. Windows Internet. This person will be able to sign in. Grant access to your account. Gmail grant access to your account. Gmail grant access to...
And this is this page here. It puts you at the bottom of the page. Had to go at the top of the page, you know.
Grant access to your account. Specify a Google account holder to access your account. This person will be able to sign into your account to read, delete, and send mail on your behalf. They will not be able to change your account settings or your password. Error. Google account address you have specified is invalid.
I didn't specify one.
Blank. Table with two columns and two rows. Email address. Edit. Table end. Blank. Cancel button. Next step button.
So you write in an address, and then you go to next step.
Cancel.
Let's
blank. Table
just,
end.
Let's do it. Let's put Tech Access Weekly in there.
S-S-E-C-C-A-A-C-E-T space space.
At gmail.com.
Virtual PC. Table end. Edit Tech Access Weekly at gmail.com. Table end. Blank. Cancel button. Next step button.
And go to next step.
Email address. No links. Gmail grant access to your account. Are you sure you are about to grant tech access weekly at gmail.com access to your mail? You will be able to revoke this later. In order to complete this process, we need to send tech access weekly at gmail.com a confirmation email to accept access. After accepting access to your account, they will be able to open your account. Tech access weekly at gmail.com can access your mail using HTTPS only. Cancel button. Send email to grant access.
So, just to refresh, you can't access email from another person's account unless A, you have a Gmail account as well, and B, you're using the web version of Gmail. You won't be able to do this in an email client using, you know, POP3 or IMAP or anything like that. So that is, those are two very important limitations to this process. You can delete, if you give permission, you can delete their access at a later time by going into settings and accounts and deleting the account. This is the way in which it all works. And I know it's a little bit confusing, but essentially, if you would like someone to be able to read, delete, and reply to emails on your behalf, this is the way to do it. They will not have the ability to change your password or any of your other account settings, and you can always take away their permission at any time to do this by going under account settings and deleting that. That is the way that delegation works in Gmail. Again, very interesting setting, useful if you're in a company or organization and want someone else to deal with that responsibility. So delegating Gmail is simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.